It also boasts a hologram-like latent image that changes from a pound symbol to a one when the coin is tilted. Then there is what the Mint calls covert security, a layer embedded in the coin which is understood to respond to signals of different frequencies. The Mint is understandably saying little about it. Authenticity can be verified by scanners at banks and in vending machines. To take advantage of this new feature, Britain's 500,000 or so vending machines are being refitted with electromagnetic signature detectors. Supermarkets have been replacing coin slots in trolleys. Adam Lawrence, the Mint's chief executive, claims the new coin is the most secure ever. As well as foiling fakers, its state-of-the-art features might also stoke foreign demand. The Treasury-owned CoinStriker not only provides domestic currency, but competes in tenders for overseas contracts too. In a typical year, three-quarters of its coins are sent abroad. Its customers include Bosnia, Costa Rica, and Hong Kong. With all the talk of cash becoming ever more digital, some might wonder whether it is worth investing so much time and money in making physical coins harder to copy and more durable. They should take a look at the statistics, says Mr. Lawrence. Both the value and volume of the notes and coins that are circulating in Britain is still going up each year.